Hi, this is a dictation for Kathleen Lindsay, Kathleen Lindsay, date of service 12/12/2022, and date of birth is 2/9/1940. The patient has been visiting the advanced pain care for a follow-up evaluation. She was referred from Dr. Murphy's office for management of her pain. The patient reports chronic pain in her lower back across, involving both the sacroiliac joints and as well as both knees. The patient does not report any fall or any accident. The pains have been going on for last several months. In MRI dated 10/22/2019 shows that there is a disc generation at most levels, along with this bulging disc from T11 and 12 to all the way to L5S1, along with ligament and flebum hypertrophy, effacement of the thecal sac, complete loss of CSF around the intrathecal nerve root at L3-4, and moderate foramen narrowing bilaterally. The patient has been informed about these findings, and she has been seen for general care to Dr. Murphy, but the patient appears to have a generalized osteoarthritis, degenerative changes. The patient reported that she never had any injections to her spine, especially at the SI joint level or lumbar epidural, that could bring her significant relief. And the patient is interested in the steroid injections. She has seen Dr. Roberts, who is an orthopedic surgeon, who recommended surgery for her knee. And at this time, she has not been able to make up her mind. And she is open for injections treatment first and some physical therapy. Currently, she is using cane and she can walk up to a block without pain. But she does start hurting severely. The pain level is reported to be between 8 and 9 in all these areas. There is a radiation of pain from the lower back to the posterior buttocks and all the way to the ankle. And patient has found some relief with the pain medication so far. And no other issues are reported. Pain level varies from 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports that 60% relief is obtained by the various treatment, especially physical therapy and medications. The ADLs that are affected and reported are general activity, mood, and walking ability 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Work is affected 6. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no confusion, disorientation, or vision problems. She denies any memory issues or balance problems, focus problem. Further, she denies any anxiety, depression, and panic nightmares. In the history of pain and numbness, patient reports that she has a lower back stiffness along with the pain in the lower back and shoulder pain. The knee pain bilaterally with the slight difficulty walking. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine or frequency of the urination, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And in the respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient report that pain has remained the same and has not worsened. and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication stays narco. Substance abuse, none is reported. The patient is advised to use marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 131 over 58, pulse is 52, pulse ox is 100. Has to be examined the same from previous visit, which is 11/28/2022, dictation number 1129-023, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the treatment for the patient. Narcotics 10/325, one pill a day for 30 days is provided for some moderate pain relief. And at night, she can use naproxen, aloe vera, as well as muscle relaxer like Flexeril for sleep, melatonin. She can continue her physical therapy two times per week. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and she has been using pain medication for a long time. Our goal is to provide injection treatment and also refer her to a treatment by surgery. For home, she should use ACE bandage, knee brace, soaking in warm water, yoga, meditation, weight loss, and other programs. And SNG exercise from the therapist. Patient is also advised to use a chiropractor or acupuncture even. End of dictation. Thank you.